Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Waddle and Sylvie, WMVP, WTBC, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Let's talk to Joniak. You never listen to your highlights, correct?
That is correct.
We want to play you one of your touchdown calls, and we want you to know if anything sticks out to you.
Oh, no.
Fakes the handoff, pulls back to throw, lofts it left side of the end zone, into the waving soft hands of Cole Kmet. Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears! And they're back in front here in the Big Easy. And that was an easy pitch and catch.
Oh,
what a throw.
Okay. Somebody going tinkle?
And that was an easy pitch and catch.
I wasn't sure he was going to piss you off.
That's one for the ages right there.
And that was an easy pitch and catch.
Next week, see if you can get a poop and catch in for us, will you?
And that was an easy pitch and catch.
You know, I've been known to say pissing and moaning a lot.
And that was an easy pitch and catch.
The day hasn't gone the way I wanted it to go and needed it to go with a short week, but you guys just lightened my load today.
Yeah.
That was a belly laugh funny.
And that was an easy pitch and catch.
Months a year.
Listen, I have this calendar, right? So I went even back. What did I do on January 1st up to the 10th, right? I'm filling in and I'm putting what I want to accomplish. Oh yeah, by mid February it's going to be out the window.
You're doing this still, or you did this?
No,
when
writing
were a
kid. It down.
Just yeah, I'm back. I'm back into writing shit. Stuff down.
Yeah, my God.
That is the highlight of my year so far. Yes.
Jeff Joniak, the voice of the Bears,
yes!
Dropping
yes!
the old SH on the radio.
Yes! I quit. I can retire.
I'm literally sweating through my shirt.
I can retire.
I've
now.
Never done that.
Some of our favorites.
The funniest things are the things that you're not expecting to happen. And the last thing I was expecting Jeff to do was to drop that word on us.
It's been a fabulous year.
Oh, yeah.
Getting to know Jeff Joniak a little bit more on the radio.
Yes.
The voice, longtime voice of the Bears, and today is his birthday.
39 years old, Jeff Joniak is today.
And we wanted to drop a call to him today to see if he would pick up. At first try, nothing.
No sale.
No sale. And then we said, call him again. And we followed again, and Charlie picked up the second time?
Yes, he did.
So the birthday boy and the voice of the Bears joining us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear
Jeff Joniak.
Happy birthday to you.
Never done better. Warms the cockles of my heart. Way to go, boys. Thank you. And the funny thing is, I was on the phone with Thayer. We were talking ball. I'm driving back from Dallas. We're talking football. And there's a number that I don't know. It just says Chicago. I don't answer numbers I don't know. But then it comes back again. I go, Tom, I think I got to get this call. This is a number. They call me back to back. Let me go. And here it's Charlie. So here I am. I'm with you. But I typically do not answer numbers I don't know.
Did Thayer wish you a happy birthday?
Early this morning, I got a text, happiest of birthdays, so I gave him a call. We talked for like 40 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
So wait,
that's what we do. That's what partners do.
This is your second conversation with Thayer, or is this still the first one?
No, second combo.
Wow.
Second combo. He called. Yeah, he called to talk a little ball. And, yeah, we're excited. We're getting ready. I got a question.
Yeah.
I got a question for you guys. So this is my 62nd birthday. Born in 1962. Is this a special birthday?
Well,
62nd birthday in 1962.
It's interesting.
There's got to be a name for it.
Like the golden birthday is like when it matches the date on the calendar. Like if you're September 10th, like I am, my 10-year-old birthday is my golden birthday, right? Isn't that what it's known as? I don't know when it matches the year, though.
You know what this is? This is called the Mark Bortz birthday.
Or the old
62.
Or the old birthday.
Or the old guy birthday. Yes.
That's what Thayer said, the Bortz birthday.
Yes.
I got the Bortz birthday going. Got the Bortz birthday over to my desk.
That means you're going to go looking for rocks out in the desert later this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm a former D lineman turned O lineman.
Yes.
Nasty guy. Nasty player.
By the way, we had a great opportunity to talk with Jeff earlier. Like, I don't know if it was Monday or Tuesday, whatever it was.
It was yesterday.
He is locked in. You are locked in to the season beginning, aren't you?
I'm locked in. Listen, 2 weeks from tomorrow, we're kicking off.
Wow.
I mean, think about that. 2 weeks from tomorrow, we're playing ball. Now, I mean, who's playing is the question. Ergo, you got to start working from the bottom of the roster up and start knowing guys from both teams. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of guys people never heard of playing football in Canton, Ohio.
Well, Caleb's got to play. How much is Caleb going to play in that game?
Oh, I have no knowledge of any of that business. But, I mean, for the most part, guys on the back end of the roster, don't you think?
Yeah, but I think you got to play him. I mean, I think you got to play him some.
Well, we'll find out from coach. But I do appreciate these warm birthday wishes.
Yes,
they've been coming in from all areas of the nation.
They must be because I didn't get a text back after I sent my text early today. Yeah,
well, I sent him a text at like 8:06. I got it immediately.
I did. I didn't get a Sylvie birthday. Happy birthday.
Texted what time? What time today here? 9:02 a.m.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, happy birthday. Hope you're doing something fun today.
Oh, wait, I did see that. I did see that, but I didn't respond. That's my bad.
Yeah.
Sylvie, we're closer than that.
You're right.
Mea culpa. Mea culpa.
What do you got planned tonight for birthday celebration?
You know, nothing big.
Just a
service. Christine's making me dinner, and I'm allowed to have ice cream tonight. That's all I know.
How many pounds?
You know, just did a check-in today. I checked in at a spelt 189, got under the 190 mark. So there you go.
Congratulations. That's great.
Yeah. You got to go zipping down that slide tonight at the Sybaris at that weight.
Better when you're heavier, though, I think, when you're going down the slide.
I don't think that's too heavy. I think it'd give you, like, you know, it'll rub you raw.
You've been 189? Have you ever been 189?
Oh, yeah.
What was your playing weight?
I would come into camp like 191, 192, and I'd usually get down about, I'd play at 185.
Nice. Okay. Well, I'm getting close to water weight.
Yeah. It's all beer now.
Feels good.
He's got a beer belly. By the way, this is, I don't know how to say it, Jeff. It's the Bedian birthday?
The Betty White birthday.
That's good. The Beddian birthday. Bedian birthday, when someone turns the same age as the year that they are born. So that's what it's called.
I actually lied a little bit. I was seeing if you guys would do your homework, because I had this conversation with Zetterman this afternoon, and he looked it up. The Bedian, I don't even know what that means.
But I don't either.
I was thinking of something a little pop to it, you know, like the golden birthday, you know? I like that.
But what did you lie? What did you lie about? Your age just then?
No. I talked to Zetterman about this afternoon. He said the same thing, the Bedian.
Yeah.
But I didn't quite get it, so I didn't bring it up.
Okay.
I thought you guys may have had a better
I don't know what that means either.
No, Bedian birth. I just Googled it, so that's what Google came up with.
I would say the you know what this is? This is the superstar birthday is what it is.
This is the year that the Bears win birthday.
Yeah, let's go. Let's win. Just win, baby.
All right, well, we wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Go enjoy
it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, have two scoops of ice cream.
I will, buddy. What flavor should I get tonight?
Well, what do you like?
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe a little scoop of chocolate peanut butter and a little coffee. How about that?
Then you gotta put a little hot fudge on it, too.
Oh,
now.
You don't need the hot fudge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do.
That would be great. Yeah. I don't need anything more than that. But it was awful nice of you guys to think of me, and we'll see. Are you guys going to be there Friday?
No.
At the hall?
No. We're not scheduled to be there
Friday.
We weren't
invited then.
What time are the press conferences, by the way?
I believe 11
p.m. 11 is it, or a.m.
11 a.m. 11 a.m. I believe. But we'll see you up there. We'll have a good camp. We'll have a nice time.
I will probably see you on the 26th at some point.
Okay, very good. How was your vacation?
It was fantastic. Yeah, if you would have returned my text, I would have told you more about it.
Yeah, I know. We're not. I'm so sorry. I have like 100 texts.
You're a popular guy.
I read it and then I got distracted.
By the way, you like that Magic Johnson picture, didn't you?
Magic Johnson? No, I'm lost now.
No, you responded. You're 62 and you're just forgetting everything. You made a comment.
I bet you he could tell you who the third left tackle is on the Titans roster, though.
Too much talking ball with there.
Yeah. Wait, did I respond to you or didn't I?
You didn't respond to me, but like a week ago when Allie met Magic Johnson in Italy, you...
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah.
That Magic Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, that was bad. How the heck did that... Silly, it's like you automatically run into sports celebrities. I don't understand what it is.
Or they run into him.
Yeah, I mean... Caleb's dad at the combine is an example.
Yeah,
you always have pictures with celebrities. Why is this?
Well, and that was Allie. That was not me. We were sitting having dinner, and we ran into Big Cat's agent, Bynum Jaeger, and we had a like out of the middle of Italy. I run into someone who I know well, and we had a glass of wine. They left. We exchanged numbers. And so he's at the restaurant across the harbor from me. And he texts me as we're sitting, Allie and I are having dinner. He texts me, he goes, "Hey, Magic Johnson coming in on the yacht side." So here he is pulling in on his yacht. You know, he's with Denzel Washington. Yeah, he's with Cedric the Entertainer. And
he was with Samuel L. Jackson as well.
I mean, not Denzel Washington, with Samuel L. and with Cedric the Entertainer. And they come in on they were all over Paris and they came in for the night to have dinner at a restaurant in Portofino. So Magic comes and I go, "Hey, Magic's there." So Allie gets up and she goes, introduces herself to Magic and drops Michael Wilbon's name. And after you drop Wilbon's name, Magic's super friendly. Yeah. Yeah.
It's all smiles.
Nice. Were you tempted to get a photo as well?
No, I like
he stepped up and dropped your name, and he said, "What?"
No,
yeah, who's that?
We covered Magic, you know, and it was good that she got her picture with him.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Well, hey, Waddle, all I heard in that conversation was Portofino, waterside places you and I are not invited to at this point in our lives.
That's true.
We don't carry that kind of cachet.
Nope. I'm going to Cincinnati next weekend. That's where I'm going. And I'm driving.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Thank you, boys. Talk to you soon.
All right. There he is. Can you imagine us having two conversations in one day other than this?
Yeah. I mean, he forgot half of what you had interacted with him.
You didn't text me. Oh, right. Yeah, you did text me. The Magic Johnson picture. What Magic Johnson picture? Oh, that Magic Johnson picture. I'm like, boy, you're old. You're old and forgetful. Jeff Joniak, everyone. The voice of the Bears. Are we still calling ourselves the new home of the Bears on our imaging, by the way?
Oh, yes, sir.
The new home? I would just say we're the home.
Yeah,
right?
Like after a year, are we now the home of the Bears, or are we still the new home of the Bears?
Well, if you go off of the precedent that the morning show has set.
Oh, our new morning show?
Captain Jay Hood.
Are we still calling them our new morning show?
Well, the imaging says so.
What's our new evening show?
The intro says this is your morning routine, not new morning routine anymore. That got fixed.
I think the legal IDs might say different, though. But hey,
who's noticing? All right, coming up next, we'll talk to Black and Abdallah. Black was on said morning show.
The new Cap'n morning Jay show. Hood.
So we're just talking to Abdallah.
We're talking with Abdallah today, yes. And we'll do that coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie are back. Follow the show on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Crosswalk right now with Adam Abdallah because Chris was working this morning with Hoodie. Brought to you by Steinhoffels. Now, 5 Chicagoland locations. The newest one opening in Schaumburg. I believe there's an open house that I'm going to try to get to tomorrow. Congrats to our entire Steinhoffels gang. And it's all employee-owned. It's what we love about them. And they're very, very proud of what they've done here in Chicago. So check out Steinhoffels, the newest location in Schaumburg. What's up, Abdallah?
What's up? Welcome back.
Thank you.
The kids throw a party while you were gone or anything?
No, but that I'm sure one day
that
will
one
come.
Day that will happen. Yeah. Just not now.
I sat in with Waddle one day when you were gone. At the time, I joked that your body was probably 85% marinara at that point.
I know, not a lot of marinara. I mean, like tomatoes, like is
yeah.
it?
Yes. Yeah, like a tomato sauce.
From like the pizzas and stuff.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
do but a they lot don't of, put a lot of.
They don't.
Yeah.
No, we do a lot of garlic and olive oil.
Yeah.
We did a lot of that. A lot of, like in our, the area that we were in that Santa Margarita, Portofino area, that's the pesto capital of the world.
Really? Ooh.
That's where pesto comes from. So every night I had pesto pasta. I love pesto.
I'm not a big pesto.
No,
I'm not
I don't know what it is. It's just not.
I can't. My wife is also allergic to it as well. So I can't have it. Yeah.
So yeah, that's every night.
That's great.
And as much pizza as possible. I saw you tweet a couple times or put a, you know, pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to respond and say.
You should have.
It's pizza
yeah,
night
you
here,
should've,
too.
You should have jumped in on the pizza.
It's a pizza
the pizza tweets. Yeah. It's myself, Travis, Tyler, Shay jumped in this weekend on Sunday with the pizza tweet.
Where was your pizza from?
This weekend, it was from Tortorici's.
I posted that Walgreens pizza one time.
You did, which
was kind of
pick up a Connie's,
strange.
Man. Come on,
man. What are you doing?
Well, first, tell me about the place that you guys go to. All that place that you just met, Tortorici's.
So there's a few of them. Tortorici's. There's one on Grand, which I like because they have a turkey or chicken sausage option. Because I can never get sausage on pizzas from a pizza place. So that one's good. There's one right by me up on Irving, too, that I go to. That one was really good, too. So they're all over the city. Travis loves it, too. Travis Wacker up in marketing. He loves it, too. I think it's his favorite place.
But thin, right?
Yeah, thin. I always go thin. Okay. I always go extra thin, extra well done.
I don't like
deep thin,
dish.
Extra well done.
Yeah. Really?
Like
extra well done.
Crispy cheese.
Really?
Yeah. They don't burn it. It's just a little crispy.
Yeah.
It's good. It's great.
Nice.
Great.
You're gonna break down the Major League Baseball trade deadline.
Oh yeah,
action.
You know me.
Yeah, Mr.
You
Baseball.
Know me. As soon as we're gonna do like 3 Mount Rushmores. We're gonna fix baseball.
Oh, you
it's
are
broken because
nobody's
fix their uniforms
at the baseball break. I always remember this time because when I was producing the show every day with you guys, this is the week. They sent you guys to do First Take.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody else wanted to do it.
There's nobody in Bristol except for you guys, Louis Riddick, and an injured Tim Hasselbeck.
Yes.
Tim Hasselbeck came in on crutches.
Was that also the time where Paula Ferris joined us and then... Was that?
No, because
I remember... Once we were in Bristol when we had her on.
Yeah, not that time that I was with you guys. But I remember being... They also had, like, a baseball reporter, like, summit or something. They had all their baseball reporters.
Yeah, I remember that.
And
then we were sitting outside eating. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, isn't that when the late, great
Pedro Gomez coughed all over our pizza?
Yes.
Our pizza.
Yes, he did. Pizza. It was pizza night at that... what was it? The Doubletree? What was it? What was the
only
hotel
there. Yeah. So, yeah. Whatever was
they
there.
They just spiced it up or, you know.
Oh, they redid it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was worse than that before.
Yeah, it was the...
They don't ask us back anymore. I was just thinking about that.
Wow. It was the...
We're not ESPN employees anymore.
True,
so.
Yeah. What do you need to make a football? What are the top three positions you need?
Southpaw.
Yeah.
Just came down from the elevator and immediately went into football quiz mode.
Not even a high. Hey, Waddle, how's it going? What are the top three positions you need to have a successful football team?
Yeah.
Wait, what the hell?
Yeah.
All right, we're checking out.
I got right to business, though. I told you. Quarterback, pass rusher, and I forgot. Left tackle.
Left tackle. And he said wide receiver.
Wide receiver. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Left tackle. Well, he was ahead of his time, too.
I know, right?
I mean. He was already in wide receiver mode.
It never played well. We'd be in the First Take meetings, and they would always say, look, you got to pick a point. And I'm like, you know, we're more of a nuanced show. We don't really argue and yell at each other.
Yeah. Well, here's
no
what
one
I learned,
never
right?
asked us back.
Here's what I learned. It was you guys. It was Hot Take Hollins.
Yeah.
And, oh, God. Boy, was he just...
But he basically...
Was all sizzle. I remember him.
He was all sizzle, though.
But he kind of pulled the curtain back afterwards. Yes. He was like... Guys, I got to say this.
Yeah.
So they keep asking me back.
And he was trying to get.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He's like, I want to keep getting asked back. So I got to say, hot takey stuff.
Is he still doing television stuff?
Not for the network.
No, I know that. But
I think he's on Fox, right?
Is he? Yeah.
And he has an NBA gig, too. Isn't he an analyst for maybe the Rockets in some games
or
something like
that?
I think
so. That sounds right. So it was, we did the whole first take meeting, and it was like, they want you to go through everything down to like, the smallest second, right? And then they're like, any other topics or anything? And someone, was it Machado, had just been traded like the day before? And you brought it up. You're like, I thought it wasn't Manny Machado traded like yesterday? And they're like, we don't talk baseball. And I was like, thank you so much. Then I was like, hey, we don't talk baseball.
Manny
Perfect.
Machado was just traded.
Yeah, like one of the best players in baseball was just traded. And you're like, they were like, I don't know if you know where you are, but we don't talk baseball on TV, that's radio stuff.
So we should have jumped right into a hockey conversation.
Yeah, I mean.
No.
We talked a lot of ball. No. Talked a lot of ball on that show.
But look, the Bears are here to save us.
Good. Thank God. It's time. It's ball season.
What are your expectations for Caleb Williams in year one as a rookie?
I mean, that's how I'm going to start tonight. I think that it's not... I mean, I've been going through all these lists, right? It's list season. It's tier season.
It is.
CBS, I talked to, did during the lunch rush today, which is not Aki's A-list or shot or no shot.
It's not.
It's completely
You're
separate.
Right. That's an accurate statement.
Completely separate. Yeah. They did the tiers again of quarterbacks. On CBS Sports.
And that's tiers, T-I-E-R-S,
yes.
Not T-E-A-R-S.
Yes. Tiers, yes. After Caleb signs,
too many
it's T-I-E-R-S.
Tiers for us.
And they put Jordan Love and they put him in tier two.
Jordan Love in tier two?
Jordan Love in tier two. And C.J. Stroud in tier two and Joe Burrow. It was those three guys.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wait.
Joe Burrow and Jordan Love in the same tier?
And C.J. Stroud.
Who was in tier one?
Tier one was Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen. And the reason Joe Burrow wasn't in tier one is because he was hurt. Yes.
Well,
he said if he stays healthy,
and
he'd be in tier
one. We had this conversation. Yeah. When Joe Burrow is healthy, to me, he's the second best quarterback in the league.
For sure. And that's what his point. His point was Will Brinson on CBS was like, listen, if he could stay healthy, he'd be a tier one with a bullet.
Listen.
But if he's not healthy, then he's not in tier two anyway. So I don't get those.
But my point is
this.
Yeah,
I don't either.
If you're putting Jordan Love after 1 year and C.J. Stroud after 1 year, why can't Caleb Williams be that good?
Oh,
he could.
That's my point. Is
especially
like,
with those weapons.
Like my expectation is to be talking about him as in the ESPN poll with executives. They put C.J. Stroud. Came in at number 7. Why can't Caleb Williams be the same thing?
I'm with you. Why can't he throw for 4,000?
Well, and the pushback you get is, he hasn't even taken a step. Okay, what do you want us to talk about for 12 hours a day that this station is local? Like, what do you want us to talk about all day? Like, this is what we do. And so...
Hamatas is going to average 20 points per game.
You want us to break... Okay, well, in the first inning, the Cubs did this. When we come back, the second inning. Like, what are we doing here? So we talk football.
Well, we're not letting other people program our shows.
I understand that. So I don't see why it's bad to have high expectations.
What I'm writing about tomorrow.
Who won the Heisman Trophy.
Yes.
Sure.
Who came in for the last 4 years as supposed to be the next guy.
Amen.
And was, Adam Schefter told you, the second they got to the combine, was like, nope, the Bears are taking him one. Yeah. Sorry. Close the books, hang up the phones.
The infrastructure around him is probably better than any first overall pick has found themselves surrounded by in 25 years.
Exactly. So why can't I say, okay, well, I expect him to be in the conversation as a top 10 quarterback after year one?
I think he should be.
I don't think
anything's really outrageous. Do I believe he'll have the same year that C.J. Stroud did? I would say no, because history tells you that
it was
a record-breaking year.
Yeah.
Could he do it with the group around him? I wouldn't rule it out. I just wouldn't put my money on it.
No, but you have two quarterbacks. I know Jordan Love's not a rookie, but it was his first full year as a starter.
True, but other than like Purdy and Goff, And Lamar, who was already on the in tier one, who else had better years than those guys last year?
Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah. I mean, it's an immediate result.
Why can't he do it? So my expectation is...
I like it.
We're going to be having conversations. I mean, look at the graphic that was tweeted out today by the NFL, the 50 days. It's all the main guys. And there, right there is Caleb Williams, face of the league. One of the faces of the league.
The first pick of the draft.
Of course.
Playing the most important position in all of sports.
Well, if this was 10 years ago,
the third largest market in the country.
If this was 10 years ago, 12 years ago, the first pick of the draft would have been some beefy dude from Nebraska no one's ever heard of.
Tom Remington is in the house.
Yeah, Tom Remington.
He's snapping the football to a quarterback we have no idea if he can play.
Exactly.
All right, well, it's good to talk to you again.
You as well. Welcome back. When's the next one? 2 weeks?
No, tomorrow.
Wow.
Do we have baseball tomorrow, do we?
No. Vacation.
He meant vacation.
Oh, jeez.
He just went big cat on you.
Went from spring break till now. It was wild.
Spring break was like a month ago.
It wasn't. It was in March. This is July.
You got fall break coming up soon.
It's the next one.
I gotta go to the bathroom. Have a great show.
All right, there's Abdallah. It's coming up next. Thanks to Charlie filling in for Tyler today. Jeff Meller, thank you very much. Barstool Big Cat, Jeff Joniak, Adam Schefter. No thanks to him for sending blankets out to us. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Wednesday night.